Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Gimel Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing up Siman Tov Reish Chof Beis, which deals with Mincha on Yom Kippur and starting Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. So we had read the Mechabe yesterday, who had said that we start Mincha with Ashri Nevolot Zion, but we don't say V'anis Filasi, even if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. Now we get to the Ramah Hagah. The Ein Anu Noagim Lomar Ashri Uvolot Zion Kodem Mincha. We do not say Ashri Nevolot Zion before Mincha. Rak called Nila, but we do say before Nila, as we'll see. The Mechaber says we don't say Uvolutzion, but our minhag is to follow the Ramah, that we do say Ashur Uvolutzion before Neila, but not before Mincha. And he says, V'chein Kosu Kitzas Ravasa. This is the opinion of many rabbis as well. He brings down the Mordechai, that goes by Monios, and the Kolbo, and the Minhagim. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kod Gimel explains the reasoning here is Kidei Lamar, Shlo Yavar Zmana Mincha, because they're davening very long Musaf. And you want to make sure that you finish Mincha in time before the Shkia. As we see, the Ne'ilah has to start towards the very end of the day prior to the Shkia. And he says, "V'day behefsa Kriyas HaTorah." And it's enough to separate Musaf from Mincha with just the Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha. Dishavud number 2 brings down, if there is no Sefer Torah, for whatever the reason, they're not going to be laning, therefore, so the Prima Garden brings down, then they should say Asrei between Musaf and Mincha. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet says that we say Asher Nevolot Zion by Ne'ilah, Rak Kodem Ne'ilah, Kedei Lahavsik Bein Mincha Ne'ilah. That has to separate Mincha from Ne'ilah, so therefore we say Asher Nevolot Zion then. Finally, the Ramah concludes, and he says, the Ein Omrim Ein Kelokeinu B'Yom Kippur. We don't say Ein Kelokeinu on Yom Kippur. Brings us out the name of Minhagim, and in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hay says, why? Lefisha B'Shabbos Omrim, the reason we say Enkelokeinu on Shabbos, kidei lemalos hechosim imei brachos b'chol yom, because Enkelokeinu could count as various additional brachos to reach 100 brachos that a person is supposed to make every day. And on Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim, ikah harbe shvachim, there are many other praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'in tzvichin lemalos b'zeh, and therefore you don't need the same need to get 100 brachos, and therefore Enkelokeinu is not necessary. The issue footnote number 3 does bring down that it implies that in Yom Kippur, Yesh HaBishvachim Ein Tzorach LaHashlim LeMeya Brachos. However, it's brought down previously in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Men Vav, Shekedei LaHashlim LeMeya Brachos on Yom Kippur, Mutar Levarach LaAriach B'Samim. The people, B'Davka, make a Brach on B'Samim. So it seems to be a contradiction. We do have enough or we don't have enough. And he adds, "Shiyam yuchul lahashlim b'mashiyochul shmol berichas haTorah v'matir yana ame." And since you still may not have enough, even with the berichas hareyach, so listen to the brachos of the berichas haTorah and the matir to get additional brachos or ashiyot sars, and even to listen to the chazaras hashatz if needed. So it does seem to be somewhat of a stira between these two. In any event, the Mishnah continues and says, "Gam b'pita maktoras ein tzorach lomar." We don't say pita maktoras. Why? Shehu kolul b'avoda, because we already said that in the avoda, so you don't have to say it separately. However, Avonir Yosef Tov Liyom Mabichidus, but he does say it's preferable to say it by yourself anyway. Shari Simani Haktores Luhusgru Biavod, because the actual ingredients, the 11 ingredients, spices of the Haktores, aren't actually mentioned in the Avod. He brings it down the name of the Taz. Likewise, Gam HaMogin Avram Kosav Sheish Lamrob. Mogin Avram also says that you should say it. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Motziyin Sefer Torah. At Mincha Tom, we take out a Sefer Torah. We record in Shlosha, and we have 3 Aliyos, and we read from the Parsha of Arayos, which the Mishnah Berurah will explain what exactly that is, at Sofa Parsha, until the end of the Parsha. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kotten Vav tells us that we have 3 Aliyos, Umaschilin min Kimasi Eretz Mitzrayim, that's the first Aliyah, Hashvi Shona, and then we read Ad V'chai Bahem, that's the second Aliyah, Shnia, and then Alokech Ani Hashem, that's the third Aliyah, and that's also the Matur. He brings down the name of Lavush. The issue footnote number 4 goes through an arichos, a long discussion about if somebody's fasting, can they or can they not get an aliyah? Do we make a distinction between the first 2 aliyahs and the third aliyah? And gives many opinions, some of which we've discussed previously. He brings down first Rav Kiva Eger, who's not sure, and he's left with a tzarech iyun. Do we say that this is something that has nothing to do with affliction like other taneisim? This is like the regular mincha laning that we do, and therefore the kriya is mitzad kedushas hayom and not because of the tainis. And he's not sure, is that correct or not? Left with the tzarech iyun. Then he brings down other opinions that say a person shouldn't be fasting because the aliyos are still related to the tainis, like other tainis, and we only call up people that are fasting. He says certainly the first and second aliyah, maybe you can get away with it, but the third aliyah, which is normally the matir, which we don't have, so that's only because of the fast, so therefore you should call up only somebody who is fasting. He says if somebody's eating pachos, mikashir, So that still person is considered mu'une, still afflicted, and could get the aliyah, and other details here as well, ayin shum in the issue, footnote number 4. The issue, footnote number 5, says that you should try to make sure, since this is dealing with the arayas, that you don't call up somebody who's chashid, rachmona litzlan, on being over these arayas. The Mishnah continues and he says, in Sif Katan Zayin, the reason why we read about the arayas is mishum shenafsho shel adam mechabdasam. This is something that a person has tremendous desires in this matter of sexual relations, and therefore a person could, rachmona litzlan, have such thoughts in his mind. Therefore, we remind him, this is Yom Kippur, a person has to have a clean mind. If somebody has had a problem with this, you should take this to mind and do tshuva. In the Matir of Yonah, we read specifically the Matir from Yonah, Shemadaber min ha-tshuva, because Yonah is all about tshuva. Furthermore, va'od, shein yicholim livroch min ha-shem yisbroch. He brings that from the Achronim, that this also reminds us that there's no place to hide. Person will always have to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the Matir Yonah is a very appropriate thing to remind ourselves of at the end of the holy, holy day of Yom Kippur. The Mechaber continues and says, not only are we the Shlishi's Matir B'Yonah, but he reads a little bit more than Yonah, and he concludes with Messiah Mi Kel Kamocha. He reads the last words of the Haftorah, which are not from Yonah, and he also adds that we say Umavarach Lefaneh V'Achrel. We make a bracha on this Haftorah, both before the Haftorah and after the Haftorah. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches tells us, V'Ein Omrim Kaddish Al HaSefer. We don't say Kaddish after this. We just say the Chatzi Kaddish Lefnei HaOmud Kod Matvila. Before you start Shemin Esrei, then we'll say the Chatzi Kaddish. Brings down the name of Dogum Rebava. Sivkot and Tess, you make the bracha before and after the Haftorah. What the Mechaber is telling us is Rod Solomar Kiderech Sheberech B'Shachris. The same exact way you make the bracha on the Haftorah by Shachris time, which includes the bracha. Final fourth bracha ala Torah v'ala avoda. So he says you also say that at mincha. That's the psak of the mechaber. Shomer gam ala Torah v'ala avoda. As opposed to now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah says that you don't say that. But first we have one last words of the mechaber. The mechaber concludes his statement over here, and he says v'imcho b'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, maski bo shel Shabbos v'chos him shel Shabbos. Then you also mention Shabbos, even though we normally don't have a haftorah on Shabbos, but we mention in the haftorah we also mention about Shabbos. Now, the Ramah tells us, I disagree with the Mechaber. Hagah, the Ramah says, V'einomrim, we don't say the fourth bracha of the Haftorah, ala Torah v'yalavoda b'mincha time. Brings down for the Hagos Maimonios, the Maril, the Minhagim, and the Gemar. And the reason for this is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud, Pirush, that he's telling us, Anu, ein minhagenu, kimosha kaza v'shulchan aruch. We do not follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch to say this extra fourth brach of the Haftorah, ala Torah v'yalavoda, like we do by Shachar's time. Ella, einomim klal ala Torah v'yalavoda by mincha. This is true, bein kishachol b'shabbos, bein shikol b'chol, whether Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos or on a weekday, we just end off with the third brach, rachos min magen David. Reason is Vatam Sharikvar Pasal Kavoda Meyashacha, because we've finished talking about the Avoda. When you're doing it by Shachar, you're still going to have Musaf. You're still going to be talking about Ala Torah the Avoda. But here by Mincha time, the entire Avoda is already done. Erech Le Shachar, and you already mentioned it at Shachar's time. Mishabur then adds Ukishimotziyim Hasefer Torah by Mincha. When we take out the Torah by Mincha time to lane, Ein Omrim Ala Kol. We also don't say what we say when we take it out by Shachar's Ala Kol. Below Shema Yisrael, we don't say Shema Yisrael. We just say Gadu Lashemiti, Rak Gadu. Benusach Avinu Malkeinu, by the way, in the Nusach Avinu Malkeinu, Yerushalmar, he points out, it says, Roa Gizar Dineinu. So you should say Roa Gizar Benishima Achas, with one breath, because Kishayach Mladade, the Roa Gizar go together, and you shouldn't separate them. Dainu, Shiyikra Hu Yizbarach Roa Shiyesh B'Gzera. We ask the Kosh Baruch Hu, don't rip up the Gzera, rip up only the bad parts of the Gzera. And whatever you decreed for us in the rest of the Gzera, Yelarachamim should be for good for us. So only rip up the bad parts of the Gzera. And he says, therefore, Vahmafsikim benigun, those that interrupt with singing and nigunim, in between krah, roah, gizar dinenu. So that's wrong. You shouldn't have any nigun ben roah, the gzar should be krah, roah, gzar dinenu. Tzorech limchos. And you should protest against people that have a nigun in between. And especially, b'frat ha-chazonim, shol yasukein. It brings up from the Taz, you have to be mocha, you have to protest that there shouldn't be any interruption. It should be kra rogzar dineinu. Now, the issue footnote number 7 adds and brings down that the Shaar HaTzion taught us in Tuf Kuf Pei Dalet, sha'af sha'mogin Avram, mashmal hevach. The Mogin Avram is not so strict about this. Nevertheless, kam achronim hetiku kidivrei Taz. The minhag gets to follow this opinion of the Taz. The Shaar HaTzion in Os Zion tells us that the Kaddish goes on the Torah. So the Al Kain in his Damish Hochel Mokub Achalikos B'Torah, the Chosu Le'Sekhes is a Spalo, Yeshua Kaddish Achar Mir Samavta. In that situation, where you're not in the same place, this really goes on the Torah. So the Kaddish that you're saying before Mincha is really supposed to be on the laning. So if you're laning in a different place than you're davening Mincha, you actually say the Chatzi Kaddish after the laning. Tisha footnote number 6 then questions, how come we don't say it all the time, even if you're in the same shul? Why don't we say it after the Kriyas HaTorah? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Sadi Beis says, Shemiyomru Achari Kriyas HaTorah, if you were to say it after the laning, Shuv Lo Yochlu Omar Od Pam Kaddish Kodesh Shemoneh Esrei. So we're going to say again another Kaddish before the Shemoneh Esrei. Kimin She'en Bebel Hasib in a Kaddish, we have nothing in between the Kaddish. Sha'av Shom Nimus HaPosu Yehalalu, when we return the Torah, we say Yehalalu HaShem, Kinez Kov Shemol Ovado. Ain't Zanech Shav Hasek, that's not really a Hasek. It's just a Pasuk. Even though we also say Mizmor Lashem, Haaretz, etc., Ein Efshav Lehavis also Sheinam Yikardin. You don't have to say that, and therefore Olam Roy LaHasmichas Hakadosh L'Shmona Esrei. Since we won't have the Kaddish before the Shmona Esrei, so even though it's really going on the laning, there is no real problem in saying it right before the Shmona Esrei. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Imchol b'Shabbos Omrim Sikotzcho v'Omrim Avinu Malkeinu. If Shabbos and Yom Kippur coincide, so then the Mechaber writes that we do say Sikotzcho Tzedek and we do say Avinu Malkeinu by Mincha time, even though it's Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sif Korn Yidalef, Kishar Shabbos. Like on every other Shabbos, you say Sikotzcho Tzedek, so too you say it on this Shabbos. The Omrim Avinu Malkeinu. And we are allowed to say Avinu Malkeinu because Halo Shas Gemar Din, this is the end of Yom Kippur almost. And if you don't say it now, when are you going to say it? So we don't follow this. The Ashkenazim don't follow this. And the Ramah says, Hagov, Minos Elu, Enam Sikosko. We don't say Sikosko because Yom Kippur is like a Yontif, and we don't say Sikosko when it's a Yontif. And the law of Avinu Malkeinu, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos by Mincha time. We will say it by Ne'ilu time because of the Imlo Akshav Emesai idea, but we don't say it by Mincha. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Yudbeis, Tiksivbo, Mishpotecho, Tohom Rabbah. Its Mishpotim are very deep. And it brings up a Levush, therefore it's inappropriate to go and say that your judgments of us are very deep. In other words, judge us in a very strict way. We don't say that. Sivkot Yudbeis, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, Shushel Estrocha, because it's asking for personal supplications. Ain Shalom Shabbos. We don't ask such personal supplications on Shabbos. Yeshivut number 8 brings down that we do say them in other places. So he says, no, the minna gets to say them. This is like the matbeya bracha that we say whether it's a weekday or a Shabbos, so all the other supplications we can say. But Avinu Malkeinu, that's a separate entity, so to say. And that's really Shelat Srochav, and it's not in the middle of a bracha, so therefore we don't say it when it's on Shabbos. However, ubechol omrim, of course, on a weekday we would say it. In lo shezman kotzer, unless you're running late, and if you say Avinu Malkeinu, you're not going to start nil on time, then tzorech lamar kedil espalu nil biyom, so then you don't say it. V'tol lo lama at slichos, it's better to say less of the slichos benachas slowly with kavana meharbe b'merutzah than saying a lot of slichos very fast. Sif dalim, Chava writes, eino sim kapayim b'mincha b'yom kippurim. We don't duchen on Mincha Yom Kippur. Now, normally on Mincha of a fast day, since we're not concerned that the Kohanim are going to be drunk because they're fasting, so we do say Sim Shalom, and we do say Elokeinu Melkei Avoseinu, and that corresponds in places like in Eretz Yisrael, where they duchen every day, so then they would duchen by Mincha and Tainis as well. So the question is, should you duchen on Yom Kippur? So the Mechaber says, no, we don't duchen on Yom Kippur. Ein osim kapayim b'mincha b'yom kippurim. And the Mishnah Berurah says, these details have been discussed. I went through it very, 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 very quickly right now, some of them, and look in Ayin Simin Kuf Chav Tes, Shom Nevorah Kol Protein. And then the Mechaber concludes this beautiful simin, and he says, v'koin sh'ova v'ola l'duchen. If a koin didn't realize this, that you don't duchen on Yom Kippur, and he went up to duchen, so then, so then it's okay, nishkefelach, you can go up and duchen. What should the other Kohanim do? So the Mishnah Berurah in Simchat Tezvav says that again, these dinim are discussed in Simchat Kuf Chav Tes, Ein Leil in Simchat Kuf Chav Tes in the Ramah, Ba'agod, the Mitam Zeh, Yesh Dogim Lomar Elokeinu V'Kei Avoseinu V'Chulei. That's why we say Elokeinu V'Kei Avoseinu by Tanis and on Yom Kippur. V'adin, the Yesh Lomar, or Sim Shalom, V'lo Shalom Rav. That's why Ashkenazim, who normally say Shalom Rav, say Sim Shalom in this situation, like we do on a Tanis. V'Kumar V'Simchat Kuf Chav Zayin, B'Sofo, as it says at the end over there in Simchat Kuf Chav Zayin. And it's all the same did, the Chad Dina Lahu. It's all one and the same. In fact, the Dishavut number 9 brings down, that's why in many places, in Eretz Yisrael especially, they say Sim Shalom by Shabbos Mincha time, even though they're not Duchening, Av She'en Bo Birchas Kohanim. Because he says Sim Shalom, it says Bi'or Panecha Nasatalanu, and we lained, Or Panecha, it refers to the Torah, and we lained by Shabbos Mincha, so therefore, even those that say all week long by Mincha, Shalom Rav, some have the custom many Siddurim have this, that on Shabbos you say Sim Shalom. Each shul should do obviously what its custom is. Then he brings down Koin Echot Ola Leduchen, Ushari Kohanim Okur Regleim Ba'avoda, Badayin Lo'alu. If one Kohen went up to Duchen mistakenly, what should the other Kohanim do? It's better, he says, Tova Dova Shietzu Mi Besa Knesset, Lo Yalu Yimo Birki, he brings down from the Birki Yosef. Better they did not go up in Duchen because it's really wrong. So they should leave the shul. So they didn't move their feet towards the Duchen by Ritzay, but they weren't there. No problem. This concludes the beautiful Siddur Tov Reish Chof Beis, and now we start Tov Reish Chof Gimel. Say the Tfilas Ni'ilah, deal with the halachas of Ni'ilah. So Ni'ilah is one of the holiest Tfilas that we have all year long, and we start Ni'ilah, the Mechaber says, L'Ni'ilah Omer Ashrei and Kaddish, but they know Omer Volutziyam. You don't say Uvolutziyam. Now this goes L'Shitaso, according to the Mechaber, you said already Uvolutziyam to separate Musaf and Mincha, so there's no reason to say Uvolutziyam again. However, Ashkenazim, we follow the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Ukvar Kosabdi, we already wrote, the men of Medinos Elu, amongst the Ashkenazi communities, Lomar Asher Uvolutziyon Kod Mila. We don't say Asher Uvolutziyon before Mincha, and therefore we do say to separate Mincha and Ne'ilah. Mishbur and Sivkot and Alb tells us, Kedilah Havsikbo, Bein Tvilas Mincha, L'Tvilas Ne'ilah, as I just said. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Siman Tvinat Ne'ilah, when should you start saying Ne'ilah? When the sun is setting and it's at the tops of the trees. In other words, it's almost the Shkia. As the Mishnah says, Sivkot and Beis, who aids his man, called him Tchilas HaShkia. It's a little bit before the sun's setting. Then the next thing, we'll leave the Mishnah here, but keep your finger on the place. The Mechaber then says, Kidei sheyashlim osah somuch l'shkia sachama, that you should finish Nila somuch l'shkia sachama. What does that mean? So the Mishnah says, he means not the beginning of the Shkia Sechama, but the end of the Shkia Sechama. Hainu Sof Shkia Shutz Esa Kochadim. So therefore, Ne'ilah should start before the sun is set and end before the sun, the stars have come out. The Samach was there. Hainu Ma'at Zman Kodim Esa Kochadim. And when we say near that, it means a little bit before the stars have come out. That's when you should end the Ne'ilah. And you have to start it a little bit before the sun sets. The Eshom, and then he brings out another opinion. This is no. You can go even well past Tzeis HaKochavim, albeit in many shuls the people will shoot you because they're tired and they're hungry and they want to eat. Unfortunately, they don't realize the importance of the day. All of us are human beings, though. We're all tired and very hungry at that point in time. So the minhag is that you don't go much beyond the Tzeis HaKochavim when you can start saying Ma'ariv. But he says technically you could. And then he adds, even though technically the din is like the Sar Rishona, that you should finish Nila before Tzitzit Kochavim, says, anybody that goes a little bit beyond the Tzitzit Kochavim, again, we go to a period of time that's usually 50 minutes at a minimum after the Shkia, 45 minutes, 50 minutes after the Shkia, some go even longer than that. So he says, that's acceptable. But the start, that's more important. The start has to go and be before the sun has set. Furthermore, what the start of Ne'ilah, we say the day is ending, but it hasn't ended yet. The sun is setting, so you have to be very careful that you say that when it's still, the sun has not set yet. As Shaar HaTzion writes in Sivkot and Vav, if it's already past the sun setting, don't say the sun will set, say Hayom Pana, the day has set. Hashem is Baal Pana, the sun has came and set. He brings down from the Torah's Chattas. Because if you say this Loshel after the sun is set, so then you have a problem. So you're supposed to say Kodem Harav Shemesh before the sun is set. Because if you say it afterwards and you don't change the Girsa, then Lokein Hukidovik Shkarlut V'Hashem. It's like you're lying on Yom Kippur in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mechaber continues and says, V'tzarech Shliach Tzibu L'katze B'Slichos P'sukim Shematzah Tvilo. He says, the Shliach Tzibu shouldn't say all the Slichos and P'sukim so you can finish at the right time. And likewise, V'gam Eim L'Limshok V'Tvilas Nila Kol Teva V'Teva K'derech Shemoshek V'Shat Tvilos. Don't stretch out each word like you may have done during the rest of the davening. In order, K'dei Sh'igmar Kodem Shkia Sechavim, to make sure that you finish before the sun has set. In other words, before Tzitzit Chavim. And the Ramah adds, "Omer b'mkom kosveinu chosmeinu." It brings out from the Torah that we change the girsa in Ne'ilah from kosveinu. We always say chosmeinu. Mishbur Sivkot and Gibel tells us, "V'chein kishemagia uksov." We say v'chasom. We don't say uksov l'chaim tov. We say v'chasom l'chaim tov. V'chein yomai v'seif l'chaim. We say v'chule nizocha v'nechosem. So we change all the girsas around. Ki b'Ne'ilah chasimas hagzar din. Ne'ilah represents the end of the gzar din. Shenichla b'rosh Hashanah abnei adam v'tov v'ra, that it was gozer on everybody for good or bad. V'yizdar is a moment tefillah. So one should be very careful in this tefillah. Ki sachlis kol asar simei tshuva yom kippurim. The whole essence of the asar simei tshuva is yom kippurim, and the tachlis of yom kippurim, who tefillah Ne'ilah. That's the the essence. And the whole thing goes after the conclusion. And the Wachshav Emes say, if you don't do it now, when will you do it? Do your best to really do a great davening. If you want to be cleansed, Hashem will help you. You end off with Sivachayim Tovin. We have a little bit more to do in this Mishabur. We'll do it tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.